This is Long-Term Care Connections for April 22, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The Department of Health has scheduled listening sessions as part of a project to evaluate health profession licensing fees across professions. A central goal of this project is to ensure that licensing fees are equitable, transparent, and aligned with the cost of regulation. The department is seeking input from licensed professionals, associations, and community members to better understand how current fee structures may impact different professions and populations. There will be four sessions, held between April 27 and April 30. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections for more details and the links to register. For skilled nursing providers, this is a reminder that the deadline for the payroll-based journal submission for quarter two is coming up on May 15. We strongly recommend that you submit well before the deadline, as early submission gives you time to identify and correct rejected files, resolve validation errors, and resubmit if needed. All quarter two submissions must use the new version of the XML template. You can download the template from this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org, where you will also find additional resources and helpful tips for submitting your PBJ. DSHS recently released revisions to the State Operations Manual regarding complaint procedures and survey and enforcement processes required by CMS. You can read the letter detailing these revisions on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. The effective date for these changes is April 30, so don't delay. As a reminder, many Washington healthcare professionals, including nursing home administrators, licensed social workers, and dietitians and nutritionists, must complete 2 hours of health equity training every 4 years and maintain proof of that training for auditing purposes by the Department of Health. RN and LPN requirements are a bit different. Licensed nurses must complete 2 hours every year starting at their renewal date in 2026. Newly licensed nurses must complete 2 hours by their second annual renewal. You can find links to free CE opportunities, as well as information about the documentation expectations, on this week's edition of LTC Connections on waca.org. The WACA team recently worked with DSHS and Home and Community Services leadership to provide clarity and inform the accurate interpretation of new regulation regarding resident transfer notices in assisted living settings. Current regulations and laws do not include a definition of the word transfer, which has resulted in numerous DSHS case managers to advise assisted livings to not send transfer notices when residents are temporarily transferred to other care settings, such as a hospital. The WACA team has met with DSHS staff over the past few months to address this concern, and last week DSHS issued a management bulletin to their case managers, updating the directions regarding transfer notices. Going forward, per regulation, DSHS shall accept transfer notices from assisted living providers who are notifying the resident's case manager of a temporary transfer to the hospital. Please contact Vicki McNeely at waca.org if you have any questions. Our national affiliate partners at AHCA NCAL have an online training program for nurses looking to elevate their gerontological nursing care. Historically reserved only for RNs, this program has recently been opened for LPNs as well. This program advances nurses' overall knowledge of common resident conditions and best practice for treatment, and improves the quality of care provided. Learn more from this week's issue of LTC Connections online, or go to geronurseprep.com. Washington's organics management laws are changing how facilities must interact with food waste. Under the Climate Commitment Act, the State Department of Ecology has been working to implement laws that include collection requirements for facilities producing organic waste of 96 gallons or more on a weekly basis. This means providers in some areas must arrange for waste removal and collection services through their local jurisdiction. These collection requirements pertain to a specifically designated business organic management area. As of last July, this area includes much of the western and central portion of the state, but new mapping will take place this summer. WACA is hosting a free webinar to help members prepare in anticipation of these laws, to be held on July 9. Save the date, and contact Aiden Swain at waca.org if you have any questions in the meantime. In this week's Grassroots Update, the Lanes are calling. There are still a few lane sponsorships left for the WACA PAC Bowl-Rama at the annual convention, happening in less than a month. Come have a blast while working to ensure the future of skilled nursing and assisted living is uplifted, well-funded, and adaptable to the challenges we face in Olympia. Get in touch with Aiden Swain at waca.org to secure a lane for your team today. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Join WACA and DSHS for a free webinar on April 29th to learn about the new regulations, application process, and inspection methods for these units and facilities. Join us for the WACA Annual Convention, May 18th to 20th at the Seattle Airport Marriott. You won't want to miss 3 days of engaging education from expert presenters, opportunities to have some fun and expand your professional network at social activities, and a trade show where you can learn more about our associate business partners and the services they offer to support your facility. Plus, you'll walk away inspired as we close out the convention by honoring our Excellence in Service Award winners at a special luncheon. We can't wait to see you there. Assisted Living Care Academy is back. This intensive, multi-day workshop begins June 9th and is designed for nurses, caregivers, and other assisted living leaders who want to learn more about running a wellness department in Washington. Join us for the full course, or just sign up for the standalone nurse delegation session on June 16th. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.